broad topics, broad minds, broad hosts, but not just for broads. This is Broadscast with Kim Goldman and Jackie McDougal.
Good morning.
Welcome like last to minute work right
welcome
here.
To we're Broadscast. Saying. I know we're up to the wire here. Happy 50th.
Happy 50th.
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty nuts.
We're turning 50. Well, we're not turning 50
not
technically.
Turning 50, yeah.
Nobody's turning 50.
Just the show is celebrating 50
Hug your
episodes.
Mic like Kyle
oh, sorry,
said.
Hug my mic.
Hug your mic because we're not close enough to our mic sometimes. This one's for you, Kyle.
yeah, I was pretty surprised when you reminded me that it's been 50 episodes that we've...
50 episodes of Broadscast. Of course, that's 50 episodes in the last 4 years.
don't tell that part.
Well, we used to do, you know, a podcast and we're on a different network and then we took a break and then we got over here to KHTS AM 1220 and our podcast was reborn.
Yeah. And I think
we're born again podcasters.
I think we've learned a lot. I think the no wine clause has helped a little in some instances.
I do miss those shows. If you guys want to go back and listen to a few shows, you'll know which ones were at night.
And I like that we've added the no Kardashian clause. That seems to be a trending thing now, P.S., in the real world.
We're trailblazers.
Yeah, we are. We're breaking the internet.
I notice when I hug the mic, it also makes me
sit up straight.
No, I think it makes me sit slouch. So if you're watching this on YouTube, it's not my fault.
Yeah, I feel like I just like I want to touch the mic with my nose. It's very awkward.
So but what? Anyway. What? You know, no, not to put you on the spot or anything, but you know, 50 episodes. Who name three? Your top three guests, or name one. Name some shows that you've liked.
My gosh, I because it speaks to my heart. I've always loved the shows that we do about advocacy and people that have overcome horrific situations. One stands out to me, Patricia Wenskunis, who survived a really traumatic life. I mean, she was
attacked
and kidnapped
brutally,
and she's a powerhouse, and I love her. I love the funny shows. Tammy Pescatelli is always good to have around. Wendy Miller.
Oh, yeah.
From Playboy TV.
Can find all these on iTunes and broadscast.com as well.
Yeah. We've been really lucky. I mean, some people have really come through for us on a personal level and professional level to help support our show, and I love that we just had some free-spirited conversations.
Absolutely.
And
I like the ones with Dr. Suzanne.
Oh, right.
You know, those are a little...
Crazy. Yeah. She's due.
And just like, you know, when we meet new people and hear new stories of broads and, you know, whether that means somebody, like you said, who's become an advocate out of such a terrible experience or, you know, somebody who just doesn't really care what other people think, like who stands up and speaks their mind, but is also nurturing and kind and I don't know. I'm happy. So happy 50th, Kim.
Happy 50th.
So let's move on. Speaking of advocacy, today we have some women who are, some broads, who are using their own experiences to be advocates in the healthcare field. So I'm really excited to talk to Marie Walker-Riddle and Shelley Ross.
Yeah, Shelley Ross is an old friend of mine, so I'm happy that she's taking time out of her life in Denver today.
Yeah, a little bit later in the show.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, let's talk about some broad topics.
You have a very sexy voice today.
Do I? Do I? I was actually yelling last weekend, and my voice hasn't come back.
Oh.
Not in a bad way. I was just having a good time at a pool
party.
I feel
very somber. I don't want to be somber, but for people that do or don't know, I run a nonprofit organization that provides counseling to teenagers. And this week I welcomed my new staff in and we've been training this whole week and it's been really heavy. I'm kind of like, I'm
in
that zone.
Space.
So I apologize, not for my work, but I just, I'm a little like zenned out a little.
Right.
Which is good.
And I'm kind of the opposite because this week I started my new job at Fab Life over there with Tyra Banks and Chrissy Teigen and your crotch is dinging. Yeah. And I'm not sure what's happening.
I told you it was hot, your voice though.
But Peter's not Tyra and Chrissy Teigen and Josie. And it's a fashion lifestyle beauty DIY show.
Sounds fabulous.
That I'm doing. I'm doing the marketing for that. So I'm kind of in more of a, I got to get my life in gear. I got to, you know, get more beautiful, more fabulous. So anyway, that's our week. Let's talk about some broad topics. Josh, what is it? Duggar?
I thought it was Duggar, but I heard Duggar yesterday, which.
It doesn't really matter what you call him, but he's a cheetah.
Yeah. He's a cheater and He's gross.
He to give it some context, the Ashley Madison cheating website was hacked a few weeks back, mm-hmm. and the names are being released as the hackers had promised.
Right.
And he is one of them. He's being outed as one of the 32 million people who used the cheating website, Ashley
right.
Madison.
And what I wish I would have written it down. Somebody, it was Jimmy Kimmel the other night, said how many men are in the United States. And it was like some, like 60 million or 80 million. I forget what it was. And he's like, and then 32 million of those people are.
There aren't 60 million men in
92,
the United States.
I think he said 92 million.
Aren't there billions of people in the U.S.? There are billions. There's like 5 billion.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I thought he said 92 million and it struck me odd, but.
Well then, yeah I think he's wrong. So anyway, you know, so he's got a quote. I've been the biggest hypocrite ever. I mean, it doesn't really matter what he says.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. Good. We're flawed. We're all flawed people. I'm not on Ashley Madison. I really hope my husband's not, but it's not that people are flawed. It's that they live this life of being so good. I follow this and this is what I do and you should be like me.
Right.
I will never tell you should be like me unless you want to be a flawed, sometimes impatient spaz.
Right. Well, and now
and then join my church.
And now what's happening too is his wife is kind of coming under some criticism because she's opting not to leave him and she's standing by her man and you know, so there are people that are criticizing her for her decision, and I'm thinking, none of my business, but then who cares? And good for you. And then why wouldn't you leave? But
it's really
hard not to get wrapped up in that.
But at the same time too, like, let's just say I were in the public eye and that were my husband or, you know, and that happened. We have a lot to work out. I'm not going to just go to the media and be like, I've left him.
Right.
You know, like there are,
well, then you
children,
have,
aren't there, you know, and there.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you have, the other dude, Jared, from Subway.
Fresh.
Who is pleading guilty to, you know, and I'm annoyed at the media for talking about him having sex with underage children. That's rape, P.S.
Yeah.
But he's pleaded guilty and he will be taking some time spent in a lockdown facility somewhere, serving time. But his wife filed divorce immediately.
Yeah, but I think she's probably known. I mean, I don't know if Josh's is just finding out or whatever, but I think she, you know, the Jared thing's been happening for a bit.
That too might. I mean, it's all pretty recent. I mean, I'm certainly not that I love, you know, what is happening to any of the victims and their families and stuff, but I love the swiftness and the fact that he's pleading guilty. I'm a little disgusted that his old executive director of his foundation was the one that helped him with the child porn and hooking him up.
It's disgusting.
But
he has a deal. A plea deal because he's going to spend what, like 5 years or something, 5 to 8 years because, I mean, he could be in for the rest of his life, but they didn't want to do that to all those victims. And so,
He's paying restitution to the tune of 1 point something million. So each of his victims will receive about $100,000 in victim compensation, which.
It's not a lot.
No, it is not a lot, but that's also unusual in our system. So I'm glad that's happening. And he has the money to pay.
Well,
so
it seems like
he won't be fighting forever to get that money.
Yeah, he's not fighting any of this. But it just, you know, it's funny because of his role and who he is that he's already become the butt of jokes, you know. And I find myself even, I mean, removing the heaviness of the situation, like – part of me is kind of like, oh, is Subway looking for somebody? Because, like, I'll do what he did for you. I mean, that guy's paying over $1 million and he's got a lot more.
Right.
Like, for losing weight with Subway.
Yeah. Hey,
when
it was
we're
a phenomenon.
All, like, when we're all looking around and we think that we can't make money.
Don't
and that-
start me on Subway. You know my issue with Subway. They won't give me my sandwich the way that I ask for it. Every time I walk in, we have a full-on battle. So
wait,
they won't be choosing me as their spokesperson. But
it's awesome because they won't give you your sandwich without –
they won't give it to me without toasting my bread.
Right.
It's the stupidest thing ever. I don't want my bread toasted.
I love this.
And there's a whole community online of people that want their sandwich the exact way that I've asked for it. And they told me they would not give it to me.
Do you think it's because the bread is stale?
I don't.
Subway, we need to hear from you.
I seriously.
Why can't Kim have her sandwich without her bread toasted?
And it's chewy when they toast it.
The struggle is real.
These are third world problems right here. Right. Yeah.
No. Struggle? First world problems.
All right.
Yeah. Really?
Give myself some credit.
But coming up in the show, like we said before, we have Murray Walker Riddle and Shelley Ross to talk about advocacy. And I just wanted to bring up a little bit of Shannon Doherty. You had brought this story to my attention.
Shannon Doherty was in the news yesterday, the day before. It's come out that she has breast cancer, mm-hmm. and it came out because she filed some a lawsuit against her previous business managers that they were not diligent in paying her insurance bills or legal or her and her insurance lapsed.
Right.
And so
therefore, right.
she wasn't able to go to the doctor or couldn't get it detected early enough, and so. I have some thoughts about that.
Yeah.
I just personally, I mean, have someone who is not a very good advocate for my own health and well-being. I certainly don't think that it's somebody else's fault. I mean, maybe the story's a little convoluted, to be honest with you, about where the blame is being placed. And if she knew she had cancer and therefore without having insurance, she couldn't get the proper medication and treatment, or because she didn't get to go to the doctors, they didn't know about it. But then I'm also thinking lots of people that don't have insurance go to the doctor and get checkups, and there's lots of opportunity to get your own healthcare without having
proper insurance.
Well,
it says it was undiscovered. So her management company, she's suing them for breach of contract and negligence, claiming it caused her to lose her Screen Actors Guild medical insurance for all of 2014 because it failed to pay in November 2013 bill when the undiscovered cancer was quietly spreading,
right?
Because it failed to pay a November 2013 bill for the year's premium. So the policy got canceled, leaving her without coverage until the next enrollment period for 2015.
Right, but...
So once the coverage was reinstated, she went to a doctor and discovered that she has invasive breast cancer.
Right, but at some point, did she not know she didn't have insurance? Or at some... I mean, that's where I'm a little confused.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, we have to
I know when I have insurance or I don't.
We have to take a break, and we're going to come back in just a minute.
Okay.
And we'll talk more about it and other women advocates.
Why should you become a broadcast sponsor? Broad multimedia exposure, including radio, web, iTunes, YouTube, and social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
A quick, easy way to reach your target demo, women. Exclusive, limited time only, affordable introductory rates.
Plus 20 years experience in on-air and online marketing. We produce your one-of-a-kind creative in-house, saving you time and money.
For more on becoming a broadcast sponsor, visit broadcast.com today.
You're listening to Broadcast with Kim Goldman and Jackie McDougall, two broads with faces made for radio.
Welcome back to Broadcast.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm glad I stayed.
Show number 50. So on the phone with us today, we have Marie Walker Riddle. Marie is a social media influencer and fabulous. And I met her years ago when I was working on a talk show, and she was part of that. And so, Marie, are you on the phone?
I am.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you, ladies?
Good. So I have always followed, you know, since I think it was 2011, your amazing voice on social media, whether it was Twitter or Facebook. And then one day things really changed when you announced that you had cancer.
Yes.
And so, you know, did you know for a while before you brought that to your social media friends, or how did you decide to go out there with that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I just listened to your piece about Shannon Doherty. And I have to just preface this by saying that I have no history of cancer in my family at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm considered environmental, okay. meaning my cancer is mutated twice. I had no prior conditions,
mm-hmm.
Meaning I'm a nice rack. Right. So I always had bumps.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't fit the common protocol.
Okay.
And I think that's a lot of why I'm spreading the news. So I was blindsided on March 2014 when I went to the gynecologist and they said, how long have you had this? And then they found some lymph nodes too. And I'm like, geez, I mean, I'm in IT. I carry a backpack with my laptop, and I have a very old laptop. So I carried on that side, the right side, so I never thought of any, you know, anything.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it hit me.
Wow.
It really, really hit me.
I can only imagine. And so for all these people, and you have such a broad reach, were you like, I'm not going to tell anybody, I'm going to let everybody know? I mean, what was that like? What was your reaction?
Oh, you know, besides shock.
Yeah, of course.
And then being told, you know, I have a very aggressive cancer. Mm-hmm. I had the worst case. I was stage four. And it had spread, supposedly, mm-hmm. to my lymph, besides my lymph nodes, to my hilar area. And basically, the type of cancer I have can spread quickly to the brain.
Right.
And it's very, very scary. And for someone like me, who is really left brain, I was just devastated. So I cried, and I regrouped. Quite honestly, my family didn't want me to tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're kind of old school,
right,
if you will.
Right.
I'm not, but they are.
Right.
And my husband's like, no, you don't want to tell anybody. Just let's. We don't want to talk about this. And I said, at a certain point, I thought, geez, you know, if I can't help anybody else out there, what good am I? And I've always been a social connector, if you will.
Right, right, absolutely.
And not only did I find out I had triple negative, not only did I find out then that I couldn't be operated on because I would have been killed, died
mm-hmm.
on the operating table, possibly because of the inflammatory breast cancer that I was diagnosed with.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, all kinds of things happened. And then I just, you know, I just figured I have to give back. And the type of cancer I have, being environmental, means that a lot of young women are getting affected. And in fact, I'm in an inflammatory breast cancer group. 29-year-old, 30-year-old moms are dying from what I have.
Wow.
And they're leaving behind 3- and 4-year-old kids. So when you ask me why, you know, what was I thinking? Well, if I can save one person, I would be happy. You know, I don't have to save millions. I don't have to save 1,000. I just need to help one person.
So, Marie, I am someone who believes that I need to sit in my poop for a little while before I can get out of it and help others and advocate. So how long were you kind of isolated and introverted before you realized that you wanted to make a difference and advocate for others?
I think right away. It didn't take me long to admit. I think I posted something like, God must really think Jackie would probably know. God mm-hmm. must really think I'm special because, you know, and it's got a symbol and I don't swear, but it says something like I must be a badass.
Okay.
Ooh, sorry.
No, you're okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I don't swear.
Yeah, we're just AM radio, so.
Got it.
I do, so Jackie's
reminder.
Always correcting me.
Thank you for the reminder. So that was about, I think, maybe about December timeframe. I still had my hair, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So quite honestly, Kim, I'm kind of an open book. I have nothing to hide. If, like I said, if I could just help one person, that's great, you know? And I have an audience. I have a wonderful audience. People know me. I've been on social media probably since 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was on the Ricky Lake show. I've had a lot of things happen in my life. You know, my dad has Parkinson's. My mom has Alzheimer's dementia. I've had suicides in my family. I've had, you know, all kinds of stuff go on. But I'm a strong, tough broadcast chick, you know? And I think that's the thing. You know, when you're hit in the gut, being told you have 3 to 5 years to live, possibly, and you have young children, and you have a business, and you're someone like me, I need to step up. If I don't step up to give people hope, then, and I just shrink, forget it.
Right. And you have such an amazing attitude. I mean, you're constantly out there. You're very vocal about what's happening,
right,
what the realities are. I think you really have stripped the taboo of being sick. You've really changed the face of somebody who's, you know, quote unquote sick, you know?
Right.
And so
you've, absolutely.
And you're a ball buster and you're, you know, and I love it. But you're also such a light for other people. And I think that, you know, what you are doing is so important. So what is your message to other, is Peter telling us we have to go to break? No. Oh, okay. But real quick before we go to break.
Yeah.
What is that one message? Like if somebody could take one message from this.
Okay. So here's the important thing. You need to think outside the box, not fear cancer. What I've learned is, you know, I'm an IT. I've been in you know, own my own company. I know my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And once I stop fearing cancer and learning that cancer is a science and that it's in every one of us, it's just a matter on how you have to control it. And if I have the most rare aggressive cancer and I'm controlling it just by going healthy and doing what I need to do, I mean, I sent you something about holistic doctors. I'm working with a guy who's been in IT, who's affiliated with a holistic doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty about my cancer is when you Google inflammatory breast cancer, it's only about 17% of all breast cancers are this cancer, right? So I'm in a small few. And because my cancer mutated twice, I am a statistic all in itself. So I have nothing to lose and everything to gain to try things, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We want to talk more to you, but we do have to run to a break real quick. Okay. We will be back with Marie Walker-Riddle.
Okay, thank you.
When Broadcast was looking to relaunch our website, we knew exactly who to call, the team at Stark Social Media.
At Stark Social, they understand the importance of a strong online presence.
From marketing and branding, web design, and social media, the in-house team listens to their clients' needs and budget and responds with a tailor-made plan for your small business, nonprofit, or startup.
Stark Social's philosophy is simple: do good work, and they live by that philosophy every day.
Stand out from the competition and contact Stark Social Media today at starksocial.com.
You're listening to Broadcast with Kim Goldman and Jackie McDougall. They're huge in anywhere other than somewhere that you've been before.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining us, we have Marie Walker-Riddle on today's show, I think. Is she still there?
I am.
Oh, hi.
Okay.
Oh, we had like a weird blip.
Yes.
On our side, so apologize for that.
It's like call waiting. Yeah. Might be our other guest.
It is.
Anyway, so Marie,
yes.
You've been also very vocal with taking your healthcare into your own hands, where you are changing things up, working with this holistic doctor. You were on steroids for a long, long time.
Uh-huh.
And now you've, and they've actually had a huge effect. You've recently come off them.
Right.
They've had a huge effect on your memory and your quality of life, I've seen. And
right.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, what was going on with some of your treatments and why and how you were able to adjust them, even though it's not necessarily what the doctors were saying, right?
Right. So, well, let's put it this way. Sometimes, it's a cookie cutter thing right now that they have. You know, it's the typical chemotherapy, mastectomy, and radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And doctors really are trained. They're not educated, right? They don't want to step outside the box anymore.
Okay.
And I learned that quite a bit. And the reason I learned that is because now I'm steroid free. Now, not everybody gets steroids, but someone like me does because I have an aggressive cancer, and mm-hmm. they don't know when they put the toxicity in your body, they don't know how you will be, meaning it's for resistance.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, I've been on weekly chemo every Friday
mm-hmm.
For over a year and 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, and so being steroid free, and you know, and you got the fear of cancer. So if I don't answer your question, it's coming. That's how my memory works now.
Mm-hmm.
But being steroid free, you can logically now ask questions to your doctor, like I have. And I basically told her, listen, if you're not part of my team to save my life and give me advice, step outside that box, then I don't want to talk to you anymore. Because she basically told me I couldn't go off steroids. And my nurse told me the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked her again another time after I started getting depressed and after someone called Child Protective Services on me and all kinds of other stuff because I started losing my memory, right? My
mm-hmm.
mind.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, God. CPS, Adult Protective Services, the police, everybody's come.
Oh, my gosh.
And these are my friends. And so I'm very open about this, okay?
So they were calling because you weren't able to remember, like your daily life was affected by this?
Those weren't the people. These were the people on Facebook that called.
Okay.
The people that see something on Facebook and they only see me at bits and pieces.
Right.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Okay.
People don't pick up the phone anymore, right? Say, hey, how are you doing?
Do you need help? Do you need support?
Right. And Jackie, you see my wall. Part of it in getting my memory back is I have to basically type as fast as I can, as I used to type, because mm-hmm. I'm in IT, and it helps my memory. Hmm. And so images help. It's like the memory game we teach our kids, right?
Right.
I do crossword puzzles again. It's because I'm training my memory. Well, people that don't watch my wall, that see something in the news feed, don't get the pieces, they immediately think I've gone crazy because they only see one spot.
Right.
And it's kind of,
and then they pass judgment.
But
then,
what kind of thing are they seeing that they're actually not only judging but calling, you know, authorities?
Oh, like I did Where's Waldo stuff. And I would say, hey, I'm playing this game. My psychologist said this is good. It's like going back to Scooby-Doo. You know, these things help me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying, and I put in there, I'd say, I'm playing this game, my psychologist is here, I have to be in the game in order to get my memory back. And, you know.
But it's at some point, Marie, do you think that it's, I mean, we've talked about this a lot with our guests that are, have a public image, and, mm-hmm. you know, at what sacrifice to you are you willing to continue to go to, you know, put your life out there and then have these people that don't know you and pass judgment? And really, being that I work in that field, I know how disruptive it is to have Child Protective Services and Adult Protective Services come into your life. At what point do you just say, you know what, it's not necessary for me to, you know, put everything on the internet because now I'm being subjected to this harassment?
Right.
Well, you know, I put this out there a long time ago. My digital footprint is strong. My message is always about hope. I don't post negative stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Very rarely would I post something negative, and usually I'm just positive. I mean, how do I put it? I am who I am, and I've never changed. I mean, I've grown, mm-hmm. obviously, through cancer, but I've never been a bad person. If you look at everything, it's always positive.
Right.
So I don't have anything to hide.
Right, right. And I think the work that you're doing and opening people up to conversation and to also understanding you a little bit is outweighs, you know, the few people who think they know you based on a few posts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know? And
absolutely.
So, I mean, we all have struggles that people have no idea about. And sometimes, you know, we just put the funny and the mm-hmm. you know, rosy out there.
Right.
And so to be able to, even though the, you know, the medium is electronic and
right.
not face to face, and right. I think that we definitely struggle with not connecting with each other in person enough.
Right, exactly.
But you also are opening up, like you have no idea your reach. Sure, it's this many people and this many likes or whatever, but
right.
all the people who are reading who aren't necessarily contributing or liking, or, you know, you could be changing somebody's life that you have no idea.
Right. And to answer Kim directly, you know, you said about Facebook, here's where I'm at. Do you think I'm ever going to post something about CPS coming to my house and all that stuff? No. I want people to listen to your show. I want people to get the message. I'm not about, like, trashing anybody. So this is something that I want them to hear from me mm-hmm. versus see it
in
on
type.
Facebook.
Right, right,
yeah.
right. So, Marie, we only have a minute left. So tell us, how does one become their own advocate? I mean, did you go into this being your own advocate? I mean, what would be your tips, your number one tip?
Attitude is key to fighting cancer. Remember, cancer is a science, and I would recommend going holistic, a mix of that plus chemo,
mm-hmm.
Because I was told I would never be off chemo for the rest of my life, and I would Google cottage cheese, flaxseed oil, and cancer, and Bill Henderson, cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He has really opened my eyes up to what's going on with cancer, and also you can Google Joanna Budwick with the Budwick diet, that's B-U-D. W-I-G, mm-hmm. diet, D-I-E-T. And that's what's working for me.
And thank you, Marie, for sharing that. In closing, because we are going to go to break, I watched the video that you posted with Stephen Dimmick, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I have to tell you, I was it's on your page. I think you posted on the broadcast page, so listeners should go check that out. It was really beautiful and empowering to watch you take mm-hmm. ownership of the day that you decided to shave mm-hmm. your head. And I just have to tell you, I sat in my kitchen and I cried, and my son was asking me, like, why was I crying? Because I'm always weeping about something. But it was really beautiful, and I really I can't imagine what that must have been like for you, but I love that you were able to let us in and show the vulnerable side, and that was just a beautiful moment, and so thank you.
I appreciate that. It was you got to take things by the horns, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, you know, I was in a tailspin for a bit, I think because of steroids, you know, and the chemo and all the kind of emotional upheaval you go through. But I feel well,
right.
You know, and I say this, the only person that can save yourself from any illness or ailment or drug addiction, what have you, is yourself. So unless you step outside that box, mm-hmm. no one can help you, your brother, your sister, no one.
Well, you are helping so many people, and we really appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, and anytime you want me to come on, I'm always there.
Absolutely. Have a great day, Marie. Thanks. And we'll be right back with Shelley Ross.
Today's broadcast is sponsored in part by Girard Cosmetics, a cosmetics line created for women by women who empower each other and strive to offer products that are luxurious, accessible, and endlessly chic. For a limited time, get an exclusive 30% off site-wide. Visit GerardCosmetics.com/shop and enter promo code BROADCAST and follow at Girard Cosmetics on Twitter.
And Whitening Lightning, a staple for Hollywood celebs and top YouTube influencers, Whitening Lightning's famous Dial-A-Smile kit is recognized all around the world as the best way to whiten your teeth in just 20 minutes. For an exclusive 30% off site-wide, go to WhiteningLightning.com/shop and enter promo code BROADCAST. Girard Cosmetics and Whitening Lightning. Easy, quick ways to boost your beauty and confidence.
You're listening to BROADCAST with Kim Goldman and Sweet Little Jackie.
Welcome back to BROADCAST.
Oh, I never know when to come in on that. Right? Never know where we are.
Right after Andrew says, "Sweet little Jackie," that's when you come in.
Well, that's another show for itself.
Talking advocacy in the healthcare field, because I think people are so overwhelmed when they're either diagnosed with a disease or even just staying well.
Yeah.
So I love that we talk to broads who've really kind of grabbed the bull by the horns, and
I'm learning something too. I don't take very good care of myself. And I'm learning to be a better advocate for myself.
Awesome.
So it is helpful. So, today we've got, a friend of mine, Shelley Ross, is joining us. I don't know if Shelley will remember this, but my very first moment of meeting her was in 1994 when my brother was killed. And we did our very first television interview with Barbara Walters, and Shelley was the producer at the time. And I remember we met at the Peninsula Hotel, and Shelley walked out with Barbara, who was so regal, and not that Shelley wasn't. But I just remember a beautiful friendship was born that day. So I'm thrilled that all these years later, Shelley is able to join us today and share her story. So welcome, Shelley Ross from Denver, Colorado.
Thank you.
Hi, Shelley.
Thank you. The day I met you, too.
Yeah.
It changed both of our lives.
Yeah.
Did you run toward each other in slow motion?
No, that happened later, I think, when we bumped into each other at jury duty. Do you remember that?
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was funny times.
I was covering the Menendez trial and got called for jury duty.
Yeah, nuts.
Wow.
So we'll back up a little bit. So Shelley, as I mentioned, used to work with Barbara Walters way back in the day, but Shelley, you're a former executive producer, Emmy award-winning producer, I think.
Yeah,
I
Good Morning
mention.
America.
Yeah, Good Morning America, and I think it was 2020 at the time, or primetime. I think you were all over ABC.
Both primetime and, primetime live,
right.
And CBS
early show,
the early show.
Right.
Wow.
Forget that.
My goodness.
So
and lots of things.
And so I remember a couple years back, you posted a beautiful Facebook post about you undergoing a double mastectomy. And I remember I was in my bed and I was reading it and I was moved to tears. I had no idea that you were in such a personal struggle. And so without bearing the lead any more than I probably already did. Will you tell us a little bit about your personal experience with cancer?
Well, the personal experience was interesting in context of advocacy because I had a lot of cancer in my family. And talking about taking good care, I made a personal choice just to check and, you know, keep on top of things and have annual mammograms, and I did everything by the book, and 3 years ago this month, I felt a lump, and I went and I checked it out, and I got high fives from all my doctors for finding such a tiny lump. It was such early detection.
Wow.
But never, never, never find a lump or get sick in August, because all the doctors that you want to meet with are going to be out of town on vacation.
Oh, my gosh.
Including my family doctor, who happens to have a degree in oncology.
Oh.
He was away, but I decided, I had a couple friends that I had gone through breast cancer process with in a supportive role, and these two close friends happened to have gone to the same surgeon, who was also out of town.
Aye.
I made an appointment, and I thought, you know, before I go get my first opinion, I'm going to go at least research and get my second, third, and fourth opinions.
Huh. So Shelley, at that point, they weren't like, hey, you have this cancer in your family. We should test you for the BRCA gene.
Oh, well, that's the key. I asked every doctor I went to. The first thing they do is you have to fill out your family history.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me I didn't. I said, you know, I really should be tested. They said, you don't fit the profile.
Oh,
a mother who died of lung cancer, a grandmother who had throat cancer and lymphoma 16 years later. My mother died at age 46. Her younger sister had breast cancer at age 40 and died at age 45.
How does that not qualify for a family history that would show? I mean, just so you're aware, I'm a BRCA 1 sister. I also have the gene, you know, the genetic mutation. So, and my mother died of breast cancer at 39, and you know, it was a no-brainer. But there are some doctors that you really have to say, you know, you have to educate them. I mean, Marie was just saying this. They're trained, but not educated.
Why didn't you fit the profile, though?
Because.
But you're also Ashkenazi Jewish, aren't you?
Yes.
And 1 in 40.
But I fit the profile today.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago, I did not fit the profile. I even had a distant male relative. My mother's first cousin had breast cancer.
Which is very rare.
And now, if you have one male relative, you are a candidate for a BRCA test.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, they wouldn't recommend it, the test, because it's a $4,000 test. It was. The price, hopefully, has come down because the Supreme Court said that there was a monopoly on the test.
Right. Myriad was the only one who could do it.
Mm-hmm. And so insurance wouldn't pay for it, but in this two-week process, every time I got to, like, my mother's sister's, what would have been her first grandchild, had leukemia at age 5, they would say, you're so far off the tree. Mm. You're so far off the tree. And I did not have a first-degree relative with breast cancer. Now that profile has changed.
Right.
But by the time my family doctor got back from vacation, where a dozen doctors waved me off the BRCA test. We sat down and we spoke for over an hour, and he said, I'm going to take a BRCA test because I suspect that your mother died of lung cancer before she got breast cancer.
Right.
Had she lived longer, I suspect, and I'm going to tell the insurance company, I suspect she would have gotten breast cancer.
Right, right. So,
and lo and behold, I tested BRCA positive.
Wow. Right. Well, Shelley, we're going to go to break, but stick around, and we will be back with you in just a minute.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Why should you become a broadcast sponsor? Broad multimedia exposure, including radio, web, iTunes, YouTube, and social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
A quick, easy way to reach your target demo, women. Exclusive, limited-time-only, affordable introductory rates.
Plus, 20 years' experience in on-air and online marketing. We produce your one-of-a-kind creative in-house, saving you time and money.
For more on becoming a broadcast sponsor, visit broadcast.com today.
Listening to Broadcast with Kim Goldman and Jackie McDougal. The most riveting hour of anything you've ever heard.
Welcome back to Broadcast. We're talking to Shelley Ross about being your own health advocate. Shelley, right. I mean, all these years at Good Morning America and ABC News and CBS, and you didn't want to talk about cancer, and yet now you're president of the Cure Alliance. How do you go from kind of wanting to bury it and not let people know, you know, for career purposes, to having such an important role?
Well, I didn't really want to bury it. I just didn't know how to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote about it. I had my double mastectomy 4 weeks before Angelina Jolie wrote her groundbreaking editorial.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally thought, this is an opportunity. I will just, you know, I'm now the sisterhood of St. Angelina.
Right.
And I wrote how important the BRCA test is. I want to just make one quick comment about the BRCA test.
Yeah.
That women shouldn't be afraid. It doesn't mean if you test positive that you have to run out and have a double mastectomy. I made the choice because I already had cancer.
Right.
So you have a higher risk, but the risk is low. When you, in your 20s, your risk is very low. It multiplies with every decade. So you wind up, you know, over age 50, past your child-rearing years, you wind up having, you know, as high as an 87% chance of getting cancer.
I had my surgery, Shelley, when I, you know, before I had cancer. I wasn't sure actually when I went under, if I did or not, because they couldn't do a needle biopsy or whatever. But I have a niece who recently reached out to me, and she's also positive, but she's like about 24 years old. And so I told her to live your life, think about your health, you know, be an advocate, but exactly what you just said, not run out and have surgery.
Right. She doesn't have to worry. And hopefully we will have better cures and better prevention. There is a doctor right now in Cleveland working on a breast cancer vaccine. And that's where we have to put the research money. Now, when you talk about, so I didn't really hide it. I just, you know, I didn't know how to reveal it. And you're not going to call everybody, you know, you're going to go through it. And I had as soon as I found an opportunity, so it wasn't, you know, I had gone through 6 months of chemo and I posted on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But the slogan that I developed, I had been working with the Cure Alliance just as a volunteer consultant because I was friendly with the founder of the Cure Alliance, Dr. Camillo Ricordi, who runs the Diabetes Research Institute in Miami. And I had been helping him construct a message for the media. And the slogan that I actually developed was, isn't it time to cure your disease and everyone else's?
Wow.
And that was inspired by, as we know, the anchors of the morning shows advocate for the diseases that have touched their own lives.
Right,
right.
And I, even though cancer had devastated my own family, I always felt that we have to cover every disease. And then at the root, what we really have to do is figure out why we no longer cure diseases in the 21st century.
Hmm.
We have, you know, I would say Hep C is coming close. We have seen that when we throw a lot of money through the NIH at a disease like AIDS and Ebola and diseases that are contagious that scare the daylights out of government officials.
Right.
And they throw money at a disease.
Mm-hmm.
We wrangle it.
Right.
HIV is now treated, it's no longer has to be deadly. It's now treated as a chronic illness, much like diabetes.
Right.
So what is...
You live a long life. So the Cure Alliance is a nonprofit organization of a few hundred elite brainiac doctors who are all working on cures for different diseases. In 20 different countries, these are not the Laetril clinics in Mexico. They are the top researchers around the world with incredible academic credentials and awards and peer review papers and working on pancreatic cancer cures, diabetes, breast cancer prevention. And they believe in knowledge sharing, which is at the heart of it. We're now learning that most of these diseases are immune system based.
Right.
Jimmy Carter might have his cancer at least arrested through immunology, and tremendous breakthroughs happening. But we have to have a place to share the knowledge, open source research, and there is a bill that just passed in the House and will be coming up in the Senate version, the 21st Century Cures Act, which will actually give $10 billion extra to the NIH.
Mm-hmm.
And we're moving towards that goal. The 21st Century Cures Act has the same goal as the Cure Alliance.
Wow.
So we're banging that drum very loudly.
How can people support that mission?
Go online, donate. We have an online activist way that you can contact through our website, www.thecurealliance.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can press a button, click on, and find out who your representatives are in Congress, and you can send that, you know, direct them, say, support the 21st Century Cures Act.
Fantastic.
And you can log on and and donate.
Well, Shelley, I certainly appreciate you taking time out of your schedule and sharing with us your story and the advocacy element. You know that speaks to my heart. So I really appreciate that. Go back to spending some time with David, your hubby, and the piano guys out there. And
thank you.
Thank you so much. Say hello.
And you could be, I want you on my jury any day.
Thank you. And I want you in my corner all the time. So thank you, Shelley.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Shelley.
Talk soon. Thank you.
We will be right back with Broadcast.
When Broadcast was looking to relaunch our website, we knew exactly who to call. The team at Stark Social Media.
At Stark Social, they understand the importance of a strong online presence.
From marketing and branding, web design, and social media, the in-house team listens to their clients' needs and budget and responds with a tailor-made plan for your small business, nonprofit, or startup.
Stark Social's philosophy is simple: do good work, and they live by that philosophy every day.
Stand out from the competition and contact Stark Social Media today at starksocial.com.
You're listening to Broadcast with Kim Goldman and Jackie McDougall, the most riveting hour of radio ever.
Welcome back to Broadcast. So I just have to say, during the break, the things that we talk about, and Kim was talking about how she went to Kenny G's house for a party and couldn't flush his toilet. So seriously, we need to periscope out of these commercial breaks. Because seriously, there are so many things.
I was afraid to get flushed into the toilet system. Yeah. There were too many knobs and buttons.
I think his music should be flushed.
Wow!
Anyway, we only have a minute left. Next week, millionaire matchmaker herself.
Yeah, Patty Stanger will be joining us in studio. She's coming in.
In studio.
Yeah.
So if you are single
and want to mingle,
or you're potentially going to be single,
or potentially a millionaire,
you need to let us know your questions and, you know, we'll get you on the air with Patty.
Yeah. And also join us on Facebook at our Broadcast page, and then also on Twitter.
Twitter, Broadcast Show.
Let us know what you want us to talk to her about.
We got to get on that Instagram. Guys, it's two of us. You know what I mean? There's only so much we can get done in a day. But, you know, we want to hear from you on all the social media channels. What do you want to know about dating, internet dating?
How to become a millionaire? I'm just kidding. No, just kidding.
All of those things. How to meet the right person.
Yeah. I just want to thank our guest today again,
Shelley Ross.
And Shelley Ross for being so open and honest with their stories and helping us learn a little bit more about ourselves and how to advocate for our own well-being.
Yes. Bravo, ladies.
Yeah. Take good care of each other. That's how it helps.
Absolutely.
I also think so.
Well, have a great week. Thank you for listening to our 50th show.